AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand, it's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products, it's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, man.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then.
Bring you big facts.
Black ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Coming to you from Revolt Studios in the ATL. You know what it is, DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby Jade, big homie Kodak Shy Jones, and it's time for another episode of Big Facts Friday. What's up, what's up, what's up, homies? What's up, family?
What's happening?
How everybody feeling?
Wonderful.
Beautiful day.
Sensation.
Isn't life amazing?
Life really is
good.
Is. Yeah, life is wonderful.
Life is amazing. It's good to be alive and healthy and here and free. And anyway, what's our word for today? What are we building on today? What's the...
Okay, our word for today is conundrum.
Conundrum.
And conundrum is a difficult question or riddle, especially one using a play on words in the answer. Or a difficult choice or decision that must be made.
So what's some examples of a conundrum?
Is the glass half empty or half full?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Because that's like a riddle question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
To be or not to be?
Mm.
That is the question.
That is the question.
That is
the question. What is the answer?
Well, a conundrum that I was looking at or whatever is... whether or not you tell the truth to your partner or spouse about certain things to make them feel comfortable within themselves.
So do you tell the truth to your spouse about if you cheated or something? I mean, like something like that.
Not really cheating, but like if you like their hair or if you think that they've put on some pounds or some shit like that.
Hmm.
Sometimes a little white lie will keep the peace. And I feel like in certain situations like that, the peace is more important than truth.
Because
I don't give a fuck.
That ain't no conundrum. That's just a lie.
Is it a lie, though?
It's a lie. If you don't like their hair and you say, I like your hair, that's just a lie.
But if you say you don't like their hair.
But it's not a malicious lie.
But if you say you don't like their hair and it brings on a bigger issue.
You told the truth. The truth shall set you free.
You told the truth. And then they can't handle it.
But how many people are really finna tell the truth about some shit like that and have an argument at home every night?
An argument you could have avoided. Like,
so would you rather walk around in the avoidance of tiptoeing against people's feelings and lying to yourself and others, or just living your truth?
You gotta tiptoe around them.
No, for sure. But I'm saying, don't make it a habit of telling everybody.
But just like the instance of the hair, like just because you don't like the hair doesn't mean that something's wrong with the hair.
Or somebody else might like it.
Yeah, nah, shit like that, I tell the truth about it. Like, I don't like that. Because we got to walk around together. But if she cooked me something to eat and I don't like it, I'm going to be like, this shit good.
What? You know what I'm saying? Because then what if she start making it all the time?
I'm going to help her make it. I like the last time you did, but look up on YouTube a recipe.
How can we make this better?
Yeah, we need some more seasoning. Mm. I ain't just gonna say it nasty if it nasty, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, this shit good because you made it with love.
y'all ever had like on your birthday or like Christmas, somebody get you a gift, you ain't really fuck with it, and now you like they can tell on your face like you ain't fuck with it, but you tell them, oh, I love it.
Nah, like, I try, like, when people give me shit...
Is that a lie or a conundrum?
I wouldn't give a fuck what it was. Like, whenever somebody gives me something, no matter what it is, I try to be appreciative. I am appreciative because, for me, it's the thought that counts. But if it's something that, like, I don't need or something that I'm not really excited about, I wouldn't hurt anybody's feelings or whatever by, like, making them think that, you know, like, this was a bullshit gift. I just... ride it out.
So you said the thought that counts, but sometimes you know when people didn't put any kind of thought into a gift. Like, you just got me something to say you got me something.
Yeah, but I still try to, like, just that. Play it off.
You don't know that.
What about a nigga don't get you then? Then yeah, you really don't get them and be mad.
Hey, man, you was living in your truth. There was no conundrum there. I don't really got to guess how you was thinking.
But see, when a nigga done give me something, I'm cognizant of the fact that 9 times out of 10, I probably wasn't expecting anything from that nigga anyway.
Facts.
So,
go for that.
Anything from that particular person would have been a pleasant surprise, and nothing is already expected.
Go for that.
But if a nigga gets you some shit he was getting that he just had on some giving away shit, like a nigga gets you some shit he got from like a McDonald's toy. Motherfucker, you got this anyway. Like,
You going through PTSD. Somebody didn't get you some bullshit, Kodak.
On your birthday this past. Yeah. You probably got a lot of bullshit.
Y'all know Kodak be going through it.
The fuck
somebody
is it?
Somebody gave you want to get it off your chest? Who gave you a bullshit gift?
Nah, yeah. I mean, just in the past, like, you know, for Christmases and shit, you know, people get you some shit. Like, I know you just got this. Somebody just gave you on some giving away shit. I
wonder what job y'all think is faced with the most conundrums?
The president.
Any politician.
Doctors and scientists.
For sure, doctors. Because doctors got to come and give you bad news, but yet you got to still have hope and faith that it ain't that bad sometimes.
Yeah. What makes you say scientists?
Because they trying to come up with
shit to say
cures and... Mm-hmm. And what else you call it? Vaccines.
Yeah. Cures.
And then they probably come up with the cure and the vaccine, but it probably fuck up some other shit.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then you got ethical dilemmas like that. Like, damn, if I get this person, like the shit that be causing side effects and shit. Yeah, it's going to cure your diarrhea, but it's going to give you heart disease.
Like, cancer is a conundrum, right?
Yeah.
Nah.
How?
Nah. Shit, they can't figure it out.
It's not a question.
That shit like a riddle.
But
it's a problem that's a riddle that they still trying to figure out
chemo,
a cure
chemo
for.
Chemo would be a conundrum because chemo, you have to take chemo to try to cure the cancer.
Yeah, they have choice in it.
You're going to lose your hair. You're going to be sick on some other shit. And it's going to like fuck up some other stuff. But it's going to get rid of the cancer. But you're still going to have all these. It's like side all effects. These side effects.
Trying to find a cure for cancer is a conundrum.
Yeah.
Yes. And whether or not to take chemotherapy is
trying to find cures, not just cancer.
Trying to find cures,
period.
With minimal side effects is a conundrum.
And if you think about like the experimental phase stuff,
a cure
is
a cure
too.
You saying trying to find treatment with minimum side effects?
So she was kind of on with the world leader thing because like world leaders have to be what they call diplomatic. So it's like
in every instance,
I could go blow them up, but if I go do that, then they can do that to them, and then we got allies. Like those are really deep conundrums they got to figure out. Like so sometimes we'd be like, why don't y'all just go handle that? Can't just go handle politics. That. They got a lot of politics, a lot of backlash.
Politics, period. Yeah.
Is a heavy conundrum. And
politics, I think, would be more so of an enigma than a conundrum.
Ooh, what's an enigma?
What's an enigma? An enigma is like a mystery or a problem. It's similar to a conundrum, but a conundrum has a solution. You just have to figure out what it is. An enigma, most of the time, isn't solvable.
So in a conundrum, to be clear, has to have some type of choice affiliated with it, though. Like you
some type of, choice. Yeah.
I don't think so. I think conundrum, because I looked it up, and another word for it is mystery. Ain't no choice in mystery.
Riddle, mystery. Right. Yeah. So maybe it's in the same family as enigma.
And isn't yeah, but an enigma isn't, like, there's no resolution to an enigma.
Yeah, but exactly.
That's the difference from the
resolution
and a conundrum.
Conundrum, because you can actually...
But you make a choice to resolve it.
No, it's two ways. It's a question and it's a...
Riddle.
A question and a decision, right?
It's a riddle, though. No. Did it say something about riddle-like? It does say riddle. Riddle-like.
Mm-hmm. Say a difficult choice or decision.
Yes. That means you got to make a choice.
Must be made. Yeah, you have to decide one way or the other. You have to pick a side.
So a politician,
but in an enigma, there's no side to pick.
Right. So politicians have many conundrums. Doctors, scientists have many conundrums. But on a day-to-day basis, just living our life, we have conundrums, right?
Yeah, but wouldn't it be like, what's a conundrum for you can be, could not wait. Could it not be a conundrum for me? Because isn't it
conundrums are situational,
yeah,
definitely.
For sure. Yeah. A conundrum could be choosing your outfit for the day, if there's outfits up there. That could be a really big thing for you and a really complex thing and like riddle-like, but you eventually have to make a choice to solve it, right? Oh. But for somebody else, they might just grab some shit, throw it on, whatever. You know what I mean? So I think the food you eat can be conundrums, right? Mm-hmm. Some people make that a big thing. They look at menus and it's a big thing and they spend longer looking at food menus and items than they do eating.
Yeah,
I think it just depends on this person and the situation.
Moral conundrum.
Mm. That
I think that comes with like relationships and cheating and stuff. Like somebody, you could be in a relationship with somebody and they could say, I want you to be completely honest. I don't want you to hurt me, blah, blah, blah. But you know, you just cheated yesterday. You don't want to come to them and tell them you cheated on them yesterday because you know that could hurt them. So yeah. Does that come into the moral aspect of it?
Mm-hmm. That's one way.
Relationship, I don't know.
It's a long tree. I think what she said, that kind of stretches into loyalty a little bit.
Loyalty, how you feel, experience.
But yeah.
Yeah. It can stretch into loyalty.
Because at the end of the day, some people, how moral is subjective, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, we'll just say that. Because some people morals might be, I ain't cheating.
Right.
Yes.
Some people's morals is, I ain't cheating until I get caught.
Yeah, so then it may become a conundrum when I get caught.
Yeah, yes. No, for sure it's a conundrum once you get caught.
Or some people can be just, look, I'm cheating, but I'm doing it in a way that it don't even come nowhere near you, so you don't even know I'm cheating. And then
that could be the same thing as
lying is lying. Cheating is cheating no matter what. Like,
yeah, sure. To some people.
Okay.
To some people. I'm just saying, like, some people might feel like, shit, if I get caught cheating,
Some people cheating could be conversation. Some people cheating could be going out with
somebody. When do you consider cheating starting though? When do you start cheating?
What you mean?
Is it cheating just when you start fucking somebody else? Or
you think about it. Once you think about it, you cheated.
Period.
I agree.
It's on your brain.
Where's it gonna go from there? It starts in the brain.
Cheaters don't even think about it. It don't even come to their mind.
That's a lie. Once you do something and you feel in your mind that it's something that you're not something that you're not comfortable, that you wouldn't tell your partner or whatever, that's cheating.
Yeah.
I disagree.
Now the deeper you get into that,
they don't want you thinking that.
Bro,
that's what cheating is. Not controlling.
That's like you
saying. Y'all have an understanding that we don't think about other shit. We don't physically enact other shit.
I think cheating because is when you do the act. The act of is cheating.
Hell
that's
not.
Like if a girl walk, if a stripper come right here and start dancing, all you men, married or not, y'all gonna look at her ass.
But lusting and cheating is different, though.
If you if you're sitting here looking at her,
is not cheating.
I want to smash her if I had the opportunity.
If you're looking at her and saying she look nice, it's different than saying, damn, I want to fuck her.
Okay, so if you look at a woman and you see her and be like, damn, I would fuck her, that's cheating?
Yeah. But sometimes
it's cheating.
See that every day.
Come on, a nigga see a bitch fuck every day.
If she's right there, and in your head you're thinking, I would fuck her. I want to fuck her.
But you're
if she says, let's fuck. Then
cheating is when you begin to engage. So if the stripper bitch came shaking her ass, whatever, y'all looking at her, she looks nice, then you strike up a conversation with this bitch and continue the conversation. That is the beginning of cheating.
That's the beginning. They're in the beginning phase. But it also goes back to
this. But you can cheat with your eyes.
Does your significant...
The way you look at a motherfucker, that's cheat.
But does your significant... Because
if she look at you the same way, that's where it started.
That's the connection.
Bitch walking in, motherfucker, you got certain eyes you looking at. I'm ready. I'll do it to you.
That's what I'm saying. You already
am I right
mode.
Or wrong? Hey, man, the camera crew, y'all feel free. This ain't the regular degular. Y'all can speak y'all mind. Please.
You're in cheat
mode. It's not cheating, right?
I'm just telling everybody on the side. Y'all
what are you saying is cheating?
Cheating is the act of.
That's cheating. What?
The lusty
eyes. You looking at a motherfucker like, because you really trying to be chose. You know it's I know what I'm, but she don't look back. She ain't going now. I'm finna look regular.
So what do you consider that, trying to
a failed attempt.
Telepathically select her?
mine.
You shot your shot, you missed.
You leave the house on some cheating shit, you probably gonna end up cheating.
But I don't... Okay.
You didn't so leave the house on some cheating shit.
But if you set yourself up to be chosen, or is that cheating?
Yeah.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
That's,
like, even
no,
if you don't
not,
know.
No,
if
you come on that. No, you can't say that.
Because you're preparing yourself for the engagement.
Y'all bullshit.
Yes.
Y'all bullshit. Y'all talking about bullshit. I'm not going.
Sorry, you be cheating.
Women all day that like literally get up, spend 3, 4, 5 hours to get dressed to go out. That don't mean that she want to look good for herself, that she going out on a proud of
you. Why is she doing it?
Because she's doing it for her fucking self.
Yeah, be lying.
That don't mean she going out on a proud of
you. I ain't talking about that. I'm saying.
People that get fresh on the day.
When you put them tight ass dresses on, you trying to goddamn be seen,
man.
You're
trying to be seen. That don't mean you're trying to be seen.
If you put that shit on and went out and did nobody say nothing, you'd feel some type of way.
Exactly. Your ego.
But that don't mean that
I did all that shit.
That's what you're reaching for.
Nobody,
I just
want to
add, she look good today. That
you're
don't mean I'm trying
that's
to
cheat. That's cheating. That's
cheating.
You want some attention.
It all boils down to attention.
And it's even worse when y'all do that shit when you got a nigga.
Hold on. So you saying that if a woman got a nigga,
you should be fishing.
And she decide to get fresh and fly and go the fuck out, she going out to prowl to cheat?
Fresh and fly different than sexy.
Okay, sexy with her homegirls. Brunch. Bitches get dressed all day to go to brunch. And then with their dresses on, looking fly as a bitch.
Yeah.
They not doing that for you niggas.
Man, but you know, like,
not
you know,
all
like,
that's all I'm saying. Y'all
know what I'm saying. You know in your mind if you trying to
but
be
in your
chosen.
Mind, you know if you go in there to try to pick up some extra phone numbers in your phone, you in cheat mode.
You're trying to boost your ego.
If you putting that shit on for compliments, you're cheating.
You're trying to boost your ego because if you know.
It's the difference when you leave the house fresh and fly. When you leave the house fresh and fly and you're trying to just be flesh and fresh and fresh and fly with your girls or whatever you bitches are going to brunch, then when you leave the house with a fucking mental invisible sticker on your forehead like I'm for sale.
No, you don't. I don't agree with that because there's plenty of times you can get fresh and fly, look good, take your picture, send that shit to your nigga for you to come home and be with him.
But you know what you're trying to do when you leave.
You could have wore that shit at home.
I was getting ready.
I have before. And I ain't going out for no niggas.
And you go out all day.
You go out to be seen.
And don't nobody say shit to you. You're not going to feel no part of your ego or offended.
That's the same thing. I'm not
that's
saying that I'm not gonna feel no type of way, but if my homegirl like, damn, Shaw, you look good, I'm gonna take.
But
that
what does
it what
matter
it
if you got to go out and get attention? If your nigga already giving you attention, you walking out and he's
so
like, you look great.
That ain't cheating.
Yes,
bro.
Mentally,
so,
you cheating.
But your nigga's compliments
like,
not good enough.
I'm not saying
attention.
My nigga compliments.
I'm
not
taking
good enough.
I'm taking his attention for granted. I want some other attention.
No, that y'all.
It's the same shit the other way.
No, I disagree.
You just disagree to disagree.
What they call it? They called it
advertising.
No, the counselor lady asked, was I socially cheating? So what is it?
social.
Like, it's a different type when you ain't fucking, but you doing some other shit.
Yeah.
What is courting? Called? Not courting.
I can't think of it.
You're engaging.
Emotional cheating.
Emotional.
That's the same.
Emotional cheating is talking to somebody and communicating.
Hey, but when you're in Starbucks getting your coffee, nigga tell you you look nice and you hold a conversation, you just cheated.
Mm. For real?
You might not get fucked.
Mm. No, yeah. No, no, because you wouldn't do that in front of your nigga.
It's the same shit.
You wouldn't do that in front of your nigga. Exactly.
You might
want
to get fucked.
You in cheat mode.
No. At the end of the day, if you're in a
Because you got some women, bro, you can see, bro, when you be in the store, you got some women that got tunnel vision of what they doing. They come into the store, get what they want. I don't even see you.
Damn, they be on the phone the whole time.
Yeah.
You got done, hit that. Oh, that's that you got on. Bitch, you ching. You ching.
Well, why she just, you can't smell good.
You're in cheat mode.
Don't, how you going to tell a nothing nigga smell good? Where that lead to?
What kind of cologne you got?
But you tell a nigga like me, I smell good, I'm going to say, good enough to eat.
Oh my God, no.
You opened the door. You opened the door to that shit.
No.
It's kind of like if you're in a relationship and niggas is DMing you. You shouldn't even open them DMs. Mm. You shouldn't open them DMs. Why are you looking at them DMs? Mm.
Because it's like at the end of the day, if you're in a committed relationship and you respond, you just open that door.
Yes.
Even if you're in a relationship, that door is about to stay closed.
She winks, she'll fuck.
Nobody heard that. If she looks, she took.
East Atlanta philosopher Gucci Man for that quote.
She wink, she'll fuck.
Never
she
heard
She show her
that.
Teeth.
Because instead
she'll
of...
She'll eat that beef.
She'll eat that beef.
What?
Because instead of telling this nigga that you got a boyfriend, you could have just not responded to the DM.
Yeah.
You opened the door to conversation. Now you can say, does he let you have friends?
Listen, if
you
tell another DM and the in-person shit is two different things. Because if you're in person or whatever and somebody's in your face, okay, I can see where a bitch might think, okay, I don't want to be rude, whatever, whatever. But if you're in a DM... And you open it and respond.
You could have just not responded.
That's worse than being in a nigga's face.
Well, how are you being rude if you say I'm mad?
Back up. You saying if you open a DM, that's worse than
being in a nigga's face.
Yes, because you could have just not responded to the DM. They got a whole other DM that you don't need. You got to look for that message.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You look for that message and told that nigga no.
Man, one thing about every man know when a woman is not friendly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's just bottom line. Like, you can already tell it on her. She even got to be looking mean. She is not friendly, buddy.
The aura. Yeah. The aura just tell you.
Yeah, she's and not you can tell open when to she'll receiving go. Your advance. Yeah.
She says she got a boyfriend, but she acting single.
They said they need answers. About what? When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Bro, what about these slick-ass niggas who know what to say? You got a man? Yeah. How long you had that problem? You smile? You fuck.
Damn! But you just told me this nigga's a problem.
You just told me this nigga problem. Why that's funny?
That's facts. It's not funny. It's facts.
How long you got some that? Niggas slick.
That's all it takes.
Bitch start giggling. If the, chill,
if the garage open, a nigga gonna park.
Exactly.
Because
this nigga is professional.
This is become American pimp.
You nigga professional.
Professional one-liners.
That's all it takes. That's all it give a nigga hope. You just gave a nigga hope.
Got you off your path.
Because it's just like a nigga, it's just like all that goddamn going to work with a nigga. Like, bitch been working with
Like a work boyfriend.
Yeah, like, so that ain't cheating.
Work boyfriend.
Hell yeah, that's cheating.
Yeah, you been working with this nigga all this time. So every time I piss you off, you going in. Man, mad. Now he want to buy you lunch and goddamn, it's okay, beautiful. He come in this bitch more than you. He getting a more compliments than you. Flowers, all this. Bruh, she getting fucked.
No, that does not mean that.
She gonna ditch him.
It's a problem.
A shoulder to cry on, a dick to ride on.
They done, exactly. They done, that's what they done did, they done built the relationship.
I hate to sound like a pick me or whatever, but at the end of the day, like, black is all the way right, because when women cheat or when women step out or when women do whatever they do and deviate from the plan or the relationship, it comes from an emotional place.
Yes.
And when, just like he said with the work nigga or whatever, you know what I'm saying, with the nigga you see every day, blah, blah, blah. You spend most of your time with this nigga.
Yes, man.
So it's just like at the end of the day, if the nigga at home.
He know you. Y'all know each other. Y'all this.
Y'all got, y'all got nicknames for each other and shit.
Yes.
And he can tell, he's starting to be able to read your woman emotions.
Yes.
Like, what's wrong today?
Yes.
You're so beautiful. Why you looking mad? Why you
Yeah,
for no goddamn, let's get some coffee. Okay, coffee. Nigga ain't pressed.
Let's
I got a girl, too.
Let's get drinks.
I want to drink a coffee.
How would you feel if he did it?
And then after the coffee,
he was every day that bank is talking about.
We're going to keep, we're going to do this shit.
Stepping out?
Repeatedly.
No, it's not. But it's not.
What's the word for it? How would you feel for what he's doing?
Listen. If your nigga was doing the same thing to a bitch at his job, no, I feel you.
You have me fucked up, but I'm just saying the act is not cheating.
It's a conundrum?
It's a conundrum.
It leads to cheating.
It's a conundrum.
It's not cheating. It leads to cheating.
It's on the yellow brick road cheating.
No way.
What?
Any distraction or deviation from the plan is gonna split the crack even further.
That's like, if you getting money with somebody, you got a business partner. You getting money with this business partner. Bitch. I have a question. You got a business partner. You getting money with this business partner.
Aren't you crazy?
All of a sudden, the business partner, I don't know, she start calling you at a different time. Is that cheating? And you answer the phone. Is that cheating? Y'all ain't did shit.
Nigga, but we just business. Like
phone call is different than actually you're after in the 12. Presence of.
Compliments, man.
Okay, she start getting compliments.
What
you
talking about?
What did she start saying? DJ Scream.
Hey, don't do that. My wife crazy. Yeah, I'm going to tell you straight up.
Yeah, don't do that.
My wife crazy.
Right, exactly.
Don't compliment me, bitch. Don't smell my cologne.
Right.
Give the compliments to my wife to give to me.
Especially
after 12. Yeah, because she's going to read the energy when she come around like, you like him.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Yeah, like she gonna be able to read the energy like, y'all too cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's why everything
.
Like Shy has to be cool with Shantae. Jay has to be cool with Shantae. Y'all have to be friends. So we know that this is a friendly environment. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, that's just what it is. I can't have a female friend that's not friends with my wife.
Right. That don't make sense.
Right.
How?
Yeah.
Unless I'm cheating.
Right.
Right?
I guess.
Because she damn sure can't have no me and Raj about to go eat. Bro, you and Raj finna get fucked up. Straight up. I would give a damn how long y'all work together. Nigga, no, I ain't speaking no nothing that no job. I don't know you. I ain't cool. So you know my bitch ain't cool. Can't stand no friendly ass female, bro. Because you going to want to come tell a nigga, well, you know, guess what he said to me? You've been showing your teeth for 2 years. What else he voted to say?
He's gonna try your vision.
But what about the women that just work with a whole bunch of niggas?
It don't matter, but when you work with a whole bunch of niggas, certain women you already know. Like my homegirl Ebony. Ebony be around every nigga you can think of, even Hannah. They not giving off the vibe that they'll go.
Right.
But you've seen the women that do, especially in this industry.
I'm gonna end up fucking up. You can already tell it, bro. Like, she smelling my dress. I'm eating a fucking up. But the other one, you can try the eyes, all that, but I ain't going.
They're gonna treat you like
one. You can damn near tell.
Treat you like one of them niggas.
We done been in close quarters together. We done stayed in rooms together. I slept on the couch. You slept like straight up.
Yeah.
This ain't that. Am I right or wrong though?
No, you're right. The California mindset is different.
You know,
y'all culture is different. Not a California mindset is different. If we had other Cali people here, they would fully agree with her. They just kind of more like light.
Cali people have their comments.
Homeboys down here.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, you ain't walking up on every homeboy like looking them up and down. And that's what I'm saying. They're just your homeboys.
They're my homeboys. Like, I don't do that. But like, I can sit there and have conversations with my homeboys and all of that. And I don't feel like. I mean, I don't know. I agree because I feel like I'm kind of stiff. I don't feel like I'm friendly, so I don't feel like niggas gonna come to me and say anything to me.
Right.
But at the same time, I don't feel like if a woman is fine and fly and she's having conversation with a man at this point, he can fuck.
What's the conversation about? And if it ain't about the business or the work, what we're doing? Why? What we're gonna get personal? Why the fuck it matter what I ate last night?
Don't ask me how my day was either.
Yeah, we should have no personal interaction.
No, I gotta.
It's Colleen.
That's
a
little. Wait. I gotta disagree.
I'm just saying,
I agree with everything, but I gotta kind of disagree with that because
me, like, okay, like, me and my friends or homeboys or whatever, like, we talk about all kind of shit.
But that's different, though. I'm talking about
a colleague.
A colleague.
I'm we're not saying, friends. Like, we work with
friends. Like, you're actually friends with these people. That's different. And you work with your friends. That's different. I'm talking about, if I come in this motherfucker, these women behind these cameras and shit, I'm not talking to these women about shit, but what's going on here?
So what if they go to lunch and they talking about what they finna do with their other person this weekend? We're going on a trip.
I'm on lunch talking to my wife on my phone.
Gotcha.
Why the fuck am I sitting with somebody else while you talking at lunch?
Right. I got you.
That don't make sense. Or I'm with my crew.
I feel
talking.
You. I feel you.
I feel you. I'm just saying, that's just how I look at it.
Yeah. There are.
Because
there are.
I have been trained like that. I have been trained like that. Like, I can't be sick. Bro, that shit just crazy, bro. You can't do certain shit, especially when you've been in a toxic relationship.
Yeah. Everybody's situation will be a little different, but yeah. I agree with you.
So y'all, let's bring this back real quick, because y'all making me mad.
Y'all have switched conundrum up to goddamn.
But cheating is one of the biggest conundrums.
There's a big conundrum.
That's one of the biggest conundrums.
But my question is,
y'all probably going to agree with me, and y'all probably going to think a nigga on some bullshit, but I just know what that shit, I just know me. I could come off as a friend. That don't mean I don't want to fuck. I'm just waiting till my opening. That's any man.
The door.
Niggas is patient.
That's any nigga. Niggas is patient. You waiting on your opening, man.
And waiting isn't just like, damn, I'm waiting for her to do it. Waiting just letting life go by. Eventually, shit, it's going to be an opportunity.
No, she's going to come. You're going to be done been so nice. You remember her birthday? Oh, happy birthday. Damn, I ain't even. You remember all type of shit that this nigga forget.
Exactly.
Side nigga nation.
So really, you damn near in a relationship with this man, girl.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, he did that again. Oh.
Nah, he did that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling you what you're worth every day.
You deserve better.
You get on my nerves.
Nah, I'm not finna go into that.
You're
that
not even like pushing the line.
I'm not pushing that line. I'm just telling you. Smile, queen. Fix your crown. All that shit. Hey, eventually, bro. She coming.
Monk.
This is the same shit. Bank was kicking on Try It Out, y'all. This is the Try It Out remix.
Baby girl.
This is the Try It Out.
Am I tripping?
No, you're not.
You're not tripping.
Any guys, am I tripping? Thank you, sir.
No, you're not tripping.
And that's the OG saying no. My wife goddamn sure better not be goddamn. No, for real though, that shit ain't right, man. But certain women already know that.
Right, facts.
Certain women already know that. If you goddamn got one of them teethy ass wife, she know you ain't shit anyway.
Not a teeth.
She ain't afraid to lose you.
She know better.
She's scouting anyway, like from the beginning.
To me.
Some people are airy, though.
To me, too.
Everything I'm saying is my opinion.
Some people are airy. As I've traveled, not to pick on, but as you travel, some people are airy.
What you trying to say? I'm airy?
Not you.
Why are you looking at me when you say it then?
As you travel the world, you know that some people are just airy, naive as fuck.
Yeah.
They don't really mean, and they might slip into some bullshit, but they just naive as fuck.
That's true.
Some people.
Man,
some women,
you'll be done fell in love with a nigga, bro. Just cause you being optimistic about their friendship.
I am crying.
So they shouldn't speak, period.
No, they speak. This is a work atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna do everything that a man's supposed to do for you.
Okay.
That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. My bitch just put me in that situation that she's like that. Like, she ain't friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got a nigga now?
Not even with women. She ain't friendly.
Do you consider yourself friendly? I don't know about your spot, but do you consider yourself friendly when you do got a nigga?
No, I'm not friendly, friendly at all.
She ain't friendly at all. I ain't friendly at all.
I be stiff. And I
but she friendly with the people she want to be friendly with. Yes. Probably. Yeah. I don't know.
Like, I got certain, like, friends, right?
Uh-huh.
That I would say that I would consider friendly. I got certain homeboys that may say some like slick shit, like, but we've been doing that since high school. We ain't had sex. But if they had the chance, I mean, I guess they would, but them just my boys.
But so it's how like, does no, that work?
Like, so you don't let your wife go drinking with her friends?
No, hell
her
no.
Friend, her guy.
No, not even her.
You been so tense.
None of the friends.
No, screw
that. We're going to go have Casamigos.
I'm going to be there.
No, I just like when you have a nigga though, like certain shit, even though it might have been platonic, certain platonic shit isn't acceptable when you have a nigga or when you're in a relationship, especially when you're dealing with a crazy nigga.
I agree with that. You
gotta take that insecurity type shit into consideration.
You got some nigga that's just a possessive over their possession.
Yeah.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
And like,
if I marry you, I'm possessive over this. This mine.
So it's certain compliments you can't even receive as a woman.
Say, this is mine.
Yeah.
Like for me, one of my homeboys, being that I'm in a relationship, I don't even talk to him right now because I know the nigga gonna say some slick shit, and I know if my nigga see it or hear it.
But you really keeping him on the back burner, Jen and Kay, you want to fuck him too?
No,
though.
I don't.
That's what you
know. No, I'm not. No, we don't. That's my boy.
I'm saying, okay, but still, why?
That's your boy. But
you be comfortable in a relationship with him being your boy then.
What you mean?
You just said you're not talking to him because you know how he's gonna say some shit.
I don't talk to him based off of the shit that he'll say. Like,
so why are you keeping him around if you know
him? It's my boy though.
Okay, so when you get with your nigga or whatever, okay, now when you and your dude get into it, then you gonna be talking to your homeboy?
No, I don't. I don't call him when we at odds. That's bullshit. I feel like that makes me a bullshit bitch. I'm not gonna call him when we at odds. I'm saying when I'm in a relationship.
So when if the relationship just so happened to go south, can that be your boy again?
Yeah, when I'm not in a relationship, my friend come back.
Okay, when your friend come back, when he back, that means he's a potential fuck.
No, it's not.
You know he want to fuck you, right?
I guess.
So why y'all being friends still?
That's still my boy.
So get a nigga some pussy.
No, you can do.
You know he wants
some. As long as you know, as long as you be honest.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's not cheating. Because I don't flirt back. I don't do none of that
shit. You flirt back by dealing with him.
No, I don't. I said I'm in a relationship, so I don't talk to
him. Can we get a vote on this, y'all?
No.
Cheating say
so I don't talk to him. But when I'm not in a relationship, the nigga know. Like,
but if you got to cut him off to be in a relationship, that means y'all in a relationship.
No, it does not.
I feel the same way because why won't you cut this nigga off?
Bro, you got certain people that's been your friend for so long that just don't give a fuck who you with. Like, you just don't give a fuck
so
who you with.
So are those friendships important than your relationship, though?
It's not. That's why you cut the shit off when you're in a relationship.
But you're still saying he's your friend.
You didn't cut it off. Y'all still friends.
He's still your boy. Why?
He's my boy. We don't talk, but he my boy.
Eventually, he's going to be your boy.
No, he not.
He's going to be your boy toy.
How
you expect your man to be comfortable with that, though? You wouldn't be comfortable with
that? What you mean? I said we don't talk. So if my nigga watch the show.
But if y'all out and run into him, you're going to treat him like your boy.
I'm going to treat him like, what's up, KT? You know that. Say the man name.
It's fucked up.
No, this is my boy, though.
You know what? For real, though. I mean, I don't think everybody don't know bullshit. I mean, people just move different. I done heard about some relationships and how they move, and it ain't nowhere near my shit, but they be all right.
But you just got, exactly. You just got to know
who
you're in a relationship with.
Respect is the top thing.
Just like with me and my friends, not to cut you off, just like with me and my friends, like, I know this might sound crazy or whatever, but the way that we greet each other,
JB bending over.
Jay's been like smacking on the ass. Like, they smack me on the ass.
And what about
but it's not nothing. It's not nothing sexual or no shit like that. But it's just like when I got into
that's cheating. You like that though.
And then what if they got their girlfriends?
That's cheating.
And they got girlfriends.
How you gonna be in a relationship with
a nigga?
And saying that it doesn't happen anymore.
That's what I'm saying. It had to stop.
But he had to say something about it because he said something to me. Like, bang, they're my girl, man. Don't be doing that.
Oh, my God.
but that's just how it go. But you supposed to put an end to that, though.
Okay.
So at the end of the day, it's like, you like it. You cheating.
She not cheating.
She stopped.
It's different levels of cheating. It's been going on for so long. It's not going to just automatically stop cold turkey.
Yes, yeah, I'm in a relationship. Stop.
No, that's a big fact. I get it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Stop that. Mm-hmm. Every nigga who ever thought of playing like that, we ain't playing like that. This nigga crazy.
And he is crazy, so that's why I cut off.
Man, I know that. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So at the end of the day, and I really respect that, though, because I just put myself in your shoes. Like, matter of fact, I ain't even bro finna be in the car with niggas, bitch, because I know that's just how I am. How the hell you doing round with, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That don't go like that, bruh. Mm. Even though we know, and everybody know, but still, he don't know, because I ain't gonna never know. I ain't gonna never understand why you got a male friend.
Damn, it's crazy how life's biggest conundrum is cheating.
I don't think that that's fair.
What's not fair?
Why do you need a friend if you got a boyfriend?
Yeah. Why?
I think you can have
to
friends.
To talk about me? No. You talk about your friends. You talk to your friend about your man.
Well, with me,
so what the fuck kind of advice this nigga gonna give you about
but
me?
Also,
no, but also, I don't agree with that. Advocate, though, with me, I have, that's all I got is male friends because I don't have any hoe friends. So it's
that's
like,
what it is.
And it's been like that since the beginning of time.
But, your dude is dealing with a conundrum.
But on the other end of that, if I'm your male friend, I don't want to hear you talk about your nigga because I'm trying to fuck. I don't give a fuck about
you.
Don't
nigga,
you gonna
you
listen to anything?
Count.
To get that
no,
pussy.
Bitch.
A nigga listen
friend.
To anything?
You don't count.
Head,
don't
I don't
care.
Nigga,
yes, write shit in a diary with a nigga for that pussy. Nigga do anything, man.
I'm right, but in the back of my mind, I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah, I know
you telling me that how this nigga.
So you're not gonna lend her your ear for that pussy?
Are you stressed out enough to suck this dick? Are you?
Oh my God, don't nobody listen to
you. But then again, it goes back to what you said in a previous episode about a nigga knowing what he got before he even gets her.
But the thing about it, it don't matter what I got. It don't matter what I got, because the nigga that I am, I'm going to have you in your feelings sometimes, and I don't know what you might do to your feelings.
But you going to know.
I could drive you.
But you going to know that, like, it ain't finna go that far.
Am I right or wrong? I could drive you.
But you going to know that it ain't finna go that far.
I don't know
don't
what's
know
far.
Some people on some anything is possible.
Wait,
shit. They anything
you gonna know you can piss me off and do whatever you gonna do, but you gonna know that I'm not finna fuck.
You ain't gotta fuck. You don't understand. It ain't gotta be fucked. Bitch, don't even get emotional. Don't even emotional cheat.
Y'all get on my nerves.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, don't
but
do shit.
Yeah, I get what you're now. Saying, but it's just like,
am I tripping? Is flirting cheating?
No.
No.
Oh, well. I gotta take
flirting ain't cheating.
Flirting is cheating.
I don't agree with that.
Flirting is cheating.
And then another thing too that you gotta take into consideration.
Hold on, what does flirting lead to? What does it lead to?
You flirt because you bored?
Shit.
Then okay, I flirt with
the
right.
What's the definition of flirting? Three.
Flirt with right nigga, boy. He gone.
You got your vote. What's the definition of flirting? I'm curious.
Okay, so if you ask a woman what she looking at, you could ask a woman what she looking at, and that could be flirting, right?
Huh?
Nah. What you looking
you
at?
Said,
are you talking about some flirty shit?
No, you can ask a woman, like, why are you looking at me like that? She could take that as you flirting. Is that cheating?
It depends on your...
So, is it cheating?
It depends on your intent. Because you could be saying, what the fuck you looking at me for? She'd be like, oh, I like that type of shit.
No, I'm not talking about that. You could just walk up to somebody like, why are you looking at me like that? Wait a minute.
Remember we walked into the what's
that's
night?
Why I brought this
we walked to the, but why she was looking like that, though? I asked her.
But you asked her, why are you looking at me like that? And she just said, I thought that I knew you from somewhere. But would that be flirting?
Certain eyes is flirting.
She was
flirting. But was that cheating?
You look,
no,
you
but
look
my
away.
Question is, okay, Ball, look.
They look like somebody I know, but that's my, damn.
Okay, but look, my question is,
but
is that
looking
cheating?
You down
it was, it depends
but
on
was
his
it cheating?
Intent.
Because,
it,
no, because you
it
asked
depends,
her a question.
But I asked her in a way, like,
you
to make her feel some type of way. If I would have been like, hey, baby, you already eat food. You looking at me like you want to eat me.
I'm crying.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. It depends on his intent.
I don't know where
that would have
went.
You're advertising.
Yeah.
Flirting is advertising.
You be flirting because you bored?
Man. Are you married?
Yes,
if you don't mind me asking.
3 years, Sunday.
Big fat. Congratulations.
I'm a kept woman, so I ain't going no.
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's another thing.
Yeah, I've been married
kept.
22 years.
You're kept.
I'm married
in September.
To my best friend.
Yes.
We trust. We have a great relationship. I mean, you know, you women go out. We get flirted at all the time. I get phone numbers.
Oh, hold on. Let me ask you one question, man.
And you're headed.
I'm with her. When you say when you say you get phone numbers,
that individual does not respect me or my husband.
Oh, you just collecting the numbers?
No, she. Yeah, she says. Yeah,
oh, you mean like somebody slides you an unsolicited phone number while you're out, and you rip it up in their face? And say,
not
hey, I'm married.
She's saying she'll take it for what it is.
Right.
And then just
I'm
be
not
like,
about to use this shit. I feel
you can see that.
I give
like
a
idea.
I get
I've been married 21 years myself. But I have done things.
Approached or flirted with,
right.
You don't have to act them.
Because taking a number and giving your number, two different things.
But it's a different, exactly. She said,
but that's what I was saying earlier about the ego.
The difference, what she's saying is, in their relationship, they have trust in things that they know. In my relationship, I feel like I've done things that I'm not trusted. So if I'm not trusted, I can't trust it.
So you can't trust him because
you can't trust yourself.
Because of what?
Yes.
Because of the shit that you know that you've done.
Yes.
And so it's like you're basically projecting your insecurity about your trust onto Shantae.
No, exactly. And I'm looking at it pessimistic.
And then
pessimistically.
People judge people.
I'm looking at it pessimistic.
With like, pessimism.
You and another dude can't do nothing but in the bag for me.
Because that's how you be thinking about it.
So that's how I am if I'm fucking with a female.
Yeah.
And you judging
You
judging her off the way that you think. So
how else can I judge her?
Well, everybody ain't like that.
I get it. That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about to me. I can't say what nobody else's relationship is. You know what I'm saying? Because she may get flirted on and make her want to be with her husband in a different way. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't say that for everybody.
Oh, like what's the name was saying? He'll watch the tape of his wife getting fucked. And
I can't say what other people do in their relationship. All I can speak on is me.
Yeah, that's what I say. It's situation by situation.
We have boundaries.
Right.
So that's just what it is, man. I don't.
It's subjective.
Let's go to another subject of a conundrum. Within the
conundrum. So what's another conundrum that's not cheating? Because cheating seemed to be the biggest.
That's the biggest
one.
Conundrum.
That's the biggest.
The biggest.
Another conundrum.
That's just the biggest to us, I guess. There's some shit out there that we just...
Yeah, like, yeah, there's other conundrums. But I think cheating is a big one. If we was in front of thousands of people, they all have something to say. And a different something to say. There's no one answer to that shit. We just saw that.
The facts.
Yeah.
There's no one answer to it.
No, I respect that, Queen. I respect it.
Yeah. So what's another
conundrum? But you have to be in a different space. Like I said, you have to be in a different space in your relationship.
Another conundrum is stealing.
She just kind of said, well, no, that's grudges, stealing. So stealing, what do you mean?
Stealing, like...
From corporations.
That's what I was just getting ready to say. A lot of people that steal or that misappropriate funds or whatever feel like if they're taking from a corporation, like the Robin Hood syndrome, like if they're taking from a corporation... The corporation can stand it as opposed to them stealing out of their grandma's purse or some shit like that.
But they can call that don't give
a question or
conundrum.
It's a moral dilemma.
It's a moral conundrum.
Yeah, because I don't give a fuck.
I think there's a lot. Yeah, so that goes along with the moral compass that we talked about earlier, the moral conundrum, which could be a set of things. Walmart. Do you steal or do you not steal? Who do you, quote unquote, steal?
Or scammers. I feel like if you a scammer and you scamming the average everyday person, scam the motherfuckers, scam Bank of America, Wells Fargo. Don't scam the motherfucker that's trying to get back. This nigga barely got shit, but he gave his last shit to you. Now you gonna take his info and take him of everything he don't got?
You don't think wrong is wrong?
Yeah.
Huh? You said what?
You don't think wrong is wrong?
No.
What's wrong? Wrong is a conundrum.
That's subjective.
Mm.
That's subjective.
Wrong is a conundrum. Because shit you get that might be wrong to you, won't be wrong to me.
But don't you get that feeling when you're doing something wrong?
Some people don't.
Damn.
Like we just talked about last time. Y'all said, what's wrong? Shit.
Yeah.
What's wrong? Because somebody has been wrong their whole life and when they start doing wrong other people's shit. That's better. Life. That's the shit that's been happening.
Now, I ain't even saying that. I'm saying like, what's wrong to you might not be wrong to me.
Yeah, that's true.
Based upon...
It may be wrong to me. That you throw trash out the window. Because I might be a, what you call it?
Environmentalist.
Yeah.
But you feel like, man, get this shit out my car.
That's me.
Oh, goodness.
And you don't think that that's wrong.
Litter bug. Yes.
Damn.
Right?
All this Dunkin' Donut shit.
That's me.
Moral compass. They say they need Elsa's. About
what? When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat. AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real steaks, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Shout out without cheating on that man.
What? No, I don't. I don't be cheating. But
you know this?
She just be kicking it.
I don't cheat.
I said kicking
Black
it.
Black women don't cheat.
Who said that?
Kicking it. That's
Black women don't cheat. We sure don't.
You're Indian.
That's some bullshit. You know, I don't be. You
Black women don't.
That's
cheat.
Some bullshit.
You can't, and you're Kalian.
Don't cheat at all.
So the people, the Black women that we done seen cheat, don't cheat? They don't cheat. We seen
cheating.
Are they
really Black?
It just, man, I done seen some, man, like, it just fucked up, man. Yeah. Like, the world makes you kind of pessimistic, man, from the shit you done seen. Like,
it makes you numb.
Yeah. Like, I seen a
woman. Damn, she did that.
I seen a woman cheating on her man in the club while her man was in the club.
Listen, that ain't
I seen some women that you can
niggas do it all the time. Niggas do that all the time.
I'm not saying, I'm saying that it can go both ways, but I'm just saying.
Women don't cheat like that.
Oh, man, that's an opinion.
Women don't cheat.
I think
like
women
that.
Have.
And
a
if you think she cheated,
respect.
If you think she cheated, they probably didn't already said like, "Oh, we on some open shit," or he probably didn't did some dumb shit.
Women
so don't
cheat. Everybody cheat. What
no,
are you talking
they
about?
Don't.
You making up something now?
Black women don't cheat, bank.
That's some bullshit. Oh, no. Not to say that all.
The lie detector determines whatever.
I feel
everybody
like it takes
cheats.
A lot
every race,
more for a woman
sex.
To cheat than it does for a man.
Exactly.
I'm gonna say some is harder for women. Not these days.
Not
these days.
This is a different
day.
Type
this shit
of
different.
It's harder for women to go all the way.
It's
man,
a different
but
breed.
The only thing I'm saying is it just take the right nigga, bro.
It take a lot more talking
right
for a woman
nigga,
to cheat.
She ain't met the right nigga. So you keep not allowing, but you keep accepting friendliness. What if she get friendly with the right person? What if she has shots with the right person?
Facts. She gonna cheat. She gonna fold. The bitch gonna fold.
There's a key to every lot, but is there more than one
Blur,
key?
That's different.
Is there more than one?
When you start accepting dates and gifts and compliments overly.
That's engaging.
Texting and sending pictures.
Emojis and shit.
y'all are beginning.
Yak got PTSD, y'all. Y'all are beginning. Y'all got PTSD. When that bitch fuck Yak up.
Y'all are beginning a relationship, right? How does relationship start? Friends.
Like so that, is there more than one key to every lock? Is there more than one key to every lock? Huh? Is there more than one key to every lock?
Yeah.
It depends on where the lock stored it.
What?
What? If the lock is stored in public.
This nigga making that shit.
You can pick that motherfucker. If the lock is stored in public, you can pick it.
What?
If that motherfucker locked on a locker, buy a safe at home.
This crazy.
It's hard to pick that. That motherfucker got a guard dog.
Oh my goodness.
What's the question, Sean?
So there's more than one key to every locker, baby.
I feel like.
Shut the fuck up.
It depends, bro, on. So you think, I'm going to just be 100. You think your wife don't see her type every day she wake up?
Do y'all especially with social media.
I see my type 3,000 times a day, man. So you saying your woman don't see her type every day she wake up?
There's more than type, though. The lock is open.
Okay,
you
got to
open all the way. Like, it's more than
this. I give you this. Every woman definitely looks, if they see a guy that's like, they're going to look. Every woman definitely going to do that.
But what I'm saying, the lock remains locked when it's not too accessible, bro. When you make yourself accessible, that means that's you want to be picked.
That's fact.
I give you that. Yes. Yes. I give you that. Like, we finally. Okay.
You can see your type and be still stiff.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like
yes.
You can wear a merit on me, mm-hmm. but you still can know what you're attracted to. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes. That makes sense.
Yeah, I give you that. Yes.
And respect what that's you got by nature. having your, you know what I'm saying, your aura about yourself.
Yeah.
Like, that's, she, like, you can see a woman, she ain't got to have a ring on her name. You can tell she into what she got.
Mm-hmm. She cool. She good.
And you can see a woman that's, she could. I see her opening. Right?
All it takes is a little gap.
Yeah.
You can see them opening.
All it takes is the door. Like, we're just
saying the
whole thing.
That's why I asked you the question.
Like,
is there more than one key to every lock? Because all of us have a lock.
This is a conundrum. And all of us have a door.
I feel like it's a key to it, bro. But the only way the key gonna get turned is if we allow it.
Right. It's got to be out there to get turned. That makes all the sense in the world.
It's the woman. It's the man and the woman.
Yeah, that's both.
It depends. If you want to go, you're going to go. If you don't, you're not.
Yeah. That's what it comes down to.
No matter how you feel, like how you feel, but I feel like you can trick yourself into places by trying to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
You can trick yourself into a situation.
Expand on that. What you mean by that?
Like, mm-hmm. when you fall in love with somebody, don't be intentional.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Unless you just go out on a date with them. But like I said, you could be working with somebody. You could be around somebody every day and start to love that person as a friend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then depending on how they treat you, you know, like you said, dude, you know that he wanna take things to another level, right?
No, he doesn't.
I'm just saying, you know
if
that.
If he was, yes.
If he could, he want to. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. What if he say the right shit one day or do the right thing that you can't overlook? Because y'all already done built the relationship, right? You already saying, this your, then my boy. We already done built that we have a mutual friendship. Like, mm-hmm. this is a friendship. We are friends. I catch you at the right vulnerable time. Who's to say what's going to happen?
Mm.
How many times you think a bitch feel like that was a mistake? Wake up running. Because you done drunk this Casamigo and then sat on that nigga dick.
Oh my God.
About, why is you in that situation?
What? How did it?
De Leon, by the way.
Yeah, De Leon, my bad. Edit that out. Beep it out. I forgot. Yeah, we need to try some of this shit. How you going?
Some of that Ciroc.
Bitch been drinking spritzes and everything. How the hell? You go. You know what this shit gonna lead to.
I'm crying.
Cause don't liquor and spritzers and Ciroc and De Leon.
Mm. Okay.
Mm.
Blanco, Casamigo,
Ice,
Neo.
Not the Casamigo.
Don't that shit.
What the fuck questions.
So make y'all shit start throbbing?
Get your mask, Jay.
So y'all shit throbbing around a whole lot of niggas.
A whole lot of conundrum.
Liquor. Is this?
Liquor conundrum. Liquor.
Am I tripping?
Liquor conundrum.
Squirt. Y'all think I'm tripping, man.
Yeah, you tripping.
You don't got the big, we don't got the Revolt Studio. Now y'all done got booze.
Nah, I'm right, tripping.
Like, God damn. Y'all got lights and big ass cameras. Now these niggas boozy.
Spirits. Ooh, it's a whole nother conundrum. Spirits. Huh? Spirits is a whole nother conundrum.
Yeah.
But is that,
Alcohol? You gonna blame it on alcohol? Cause alcohol,
I'm
they
asking,
say.
If you blame it on the alcohol, is that
really, bringing out the real person?
Alcohol really only enhances who you is. What's already there.
Yeah.
You believe that?
Oh, I totally believe that.
No, but less facts.
Oh my God.
But nigga get drunk and cuss you out. But you been wanting to say that.
Yeah.
You just need that look of courage.
Yeah.
That look of courage.
You been wanting to say that, so I believe you. You can't change your mind, bro. I was drunk. Boy, you drunk the truth, sir.
Yeah.
So you see, you take your girl out, she get drunk. Every time she get drunk, she start acting different. That's her, buddy.
She just be high. She be high.
She just don't act like that around you.
Yeah, that's her.
That's the real deal.
That's the real her.
That's her, bro. Take a mental picture of that. That's how she act when she not around you.
Damn.
She control that. You know what I'm saying? She control that stiffness around you. That liquor make she loose.
That's why.
So that's how she acts when she out with the girls.
Damn. The dream later. It's the truth. At the red,
she be at the red light twerking on them headlights.
But ain't nobody the same away from they mate. I don't give a fuck who you is.
Yeah, facts.
How?
No, you're right. You're right.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
When you say same, you mean...
I'm talking about you're not doing the same activities that you would normally do.
You're not as conscious.
If I'm walking down the street with goddamn three and see a fine bitch, I'm like, damn. If I'm walking down the street with my bitch, I'm looking at that shit from the front only. I'm not finna turn back and look
you
at that.
You gotta look at your peripheral.
You're different. You gotta imagine what that shit might look like or tie your shoes and shit. You gotta figure out something to do.
You gotta drop
before
something.
Before you just look.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Right or wrong. So you're different. You're not flirting in front of your man.
Yeah, you just cheat.
You're not accepting compliments.
Period. That nigga crazy, like too crazy.
You're a man when you do that around your
man. Yeah, like what the fuck
my face. Man, that nigga when I went right here, you know you'll be goddamn.
Tiefesis.
Tiefesis.
Hey.
So the conundrum is
how you act around your how you act when you're around your shorty.
Nah, but.
Oh,
y'all
God.
Don't listen to me, man. Trust y'all women around friends. Let them hang out,
bro. Don't do that
all night.
Don't do that.
And let's see your outcome.
That's not how we end it.
Yes,
don't do
you
that.
Do. I'm just you saying, trust your
trust
woman.
Trust your woman, bro.
Exactly. Trust your woman.
Trust your heart.
Trust your woman.
Trust your gut.
Trust your woman.
No, trust your heart.
Trust your woman.
Gut, woman, and heart.
Listen to this. What's going on?
Listen to your woman.
She trying to set it up.
She gonna lie.
Run off and do all types of crazy
woman.
Shit.
On God.
You knew I was like this when you met me. That was just setting
until
it up for.
Until she let you go.
Until she let you go.
Yeah.
You sound worse than Kodak.
Trust your woman.
I don't sound that bad.
Be not your woman, trust you.
Be I need. Be not
naive.
Be I need, buddy.
Being sarcastic.
Please be naive.
Is it innocent to proven guilty, though?
It's definitely innocent to proven guilty.
No.
Bullshit.
It's prove me you're innocent.
That's some bullshit. It's innocent until proven guilty.
You knew your girl was like that before she became your girl. Now, if you know she gonna fold,
you don't count.
You know, you just said before the show, Kodak got bitches.
It
now
depends
you
on. It just depends on the relationship, bro.
If you start in a relationship from the ground up, you gotta trust them to some extent to start building with them. To
but
some
it all
extent.
Depends on
to
how some extent. Extent. You got in a relationship.
To some extent, if you just met them kicking it, and then y'all been 6 months, and you ain't known them but 6 months, you gotta trust them a little bit.
But do you think
in a relationship, it has to be some type of trust there for you to even want
to
be in a relationship?
You have to have some type, not ultimate. Trust is gain, right?
Do you think every relationship comes with insecurities?
For sure.
Yeah, because that's life. You're going to have insecurities brought
in from
previous relationships.
But due to human natures and the way we was raised and the things we've seen, women cry, I've never done this before, but she taking them clothes off. I've never done this to him before, but she getting naked. And goddamn, you going to suck it like this? Damn. I thought y'all... Damn,
I usually don't do this.
Yeah, like you special.
Huh? Don't tell nobody.
Heard that before.
Oh, like, man. Come on, man.
No,
this
that quit
is
line.
A,
stop.
Wait, this is a whole nundrum.
Stop it, damn it.
I'm not special.
A whole nundrum?
This is a whole nundrum.
First of all, I don't... Okay, I have a question before we... Before. Why is it that, like, men could be out here fucking and doing... No, here we go. Men could be out here fucking and sucking... I mean, fucking and licking on whoever
fucking
the fuck...
Fucking and sucking.
Fucking and licking on whoever
sucking
the fuck
titties.
They want to for however long they want to, and it's not a big thing. But a woman, she has to have all her sex... She got to be the freakiest... The sloppiest, all that shit, but she can't do that with more than one person.
Why y'all be wanting to do that shit with more than one person?
You know what I'm saying? Like, if a woman can't say, oh, I've had sex with, like, 30, 40 niggas.
But you can, because there's some niggas out there that accept that. I'm talking about niggas that don't accept that. Some niggas is cool with that.
Y'all be trying to make the niggas that don't want that shit, want that shit.
I guess, it's just been, it's been like that, like, from the beginning of time, like, the woman is held to a different standard than the man is held to, especially when it comes to marriages, relationships, all that shit. Because back in the day, like, fucking...
Women's supposed to be nurturers. Women's supposed to be nurturers, man. That's what happened, man. All these, it just done turned different. Like, you got to think. A woman and a man can be married for 60 years. What the grandkids going to say? We're going over our grandma's house. I'm going to my mama's house. You'll never hear say I'm going to my dad's house if we stay together. Who house is it?
The female.
Who house is it? It's the female,
the woman's
right?
House.
So that means who's the one to show morals and show teach that type of shit?
What is the matriarch of the family?
Huh?
Matriarch.
Yeah, who's the backbone of the family? Yeah.
So the women's supposed to have them morals and the men not supposed to have them?
They do, but they kind of relax for men. That's just like if a nigga, if you ride down the street, see a nigga piss, you be like, look at that nigga piss. You ride down the street, see a woman piss, you be like, look at that nasty ass bitch piss. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah. Facts. Shit different. We can't be
we can't find a bathroom for a woman. We got to pull over. A nigga pull over on the side of the street and piss, and then ain't nothing.
Yeah.
Even though I pull over, let my wife piss on the side of the spreadway. But I'm just saying, if she exposed, nigga be exposed, not hiding or nothing, just long as you cover your dick up. Woman got to squat, do all that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which one look nasty?
The woman.
You're right, the woman.
Yeah.
We can't act like motherfuckers the same now. Like, shit different.
So is men and women a conundrum?
Like the biggest.
Like, you know what I mean?
That's the essence of a conundrum.
Female and male.
Femininity?
Yeah.
Well, conundrum? I don't know about masculinity, femininity. It's just, I guess some people have different opinions on what a man or woman should do or whatever the case is, but some things are just kind of understood. Like, the man is supposed to be the provider and the go-getter, right? That's what y'all want. So the man gonna want the woman to have it together and be the backbone. Mm-hmm. Naturally. It's different in different situations.
We come from a different era, though. These young folk don't look at it like that. Like,
but they're trying to maintain a piece of that while women do have more rights and shit and are earning more than they were back in the 50s and 60s.
We come from an era where we wanted our women to be more like Coretta. No matter what Coretta did on King or whatever, nigga, the look of it was, she ain't remarried, she ain't this, she ain't that. You know what I'm saying? That's what we was modeled behind. These days, the roles have reversed. Like, these women taking care of these niggas. So I can't do nothing but treat you like a bitch. I should be able to have more than one nigga. You a bitch.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, touche.
That's heavy.
But the era we come from, granddad ain't playing by grandmama, man.
Period.
Yeah.
We opening doors, no other man to open doors.
Or what he has or whatever.
Grandmama ain't never stayed out.
Period.
Granddad might goddamn not come home a couple of nights. She ain't never seen grandma sleep nowhere else.
He never really seen her leave the house like that.
No, I'm just saying, like, that's where we come from. So those are morals that we can't break as men, I guess.
But it all goes back to, like I said, even with the toxic shit, it's all about what you came up on and what you saw. That's what we saw. But the kids nowadays, the younger generation.
But I can't say that they wrong.
Yeah, you can't say that they're wrong.
They was raised by different shit. They got different morals.
But that's what they saw. They saw maybe their mom having different niggas in and out the house or, you know what I'm saying, whatever, and not having a dad present to ensure the household, to make their mom the provider and the nurturer and all that shit. So they don't know about that kind of shit.
But it didn't just start, though. It just magnified more now. But it just didn't just start. Like, it's been going on.
Yeah.
But it was frowned upon before. Now it's
accepted.
It's, what you call it?
Accepted?
Not accepted, but it's praised.
You get what I'm saying? Praise to be, you know what I'm saying, hot girl. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's praise. Like, mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, if you look at it, how can they not?
It's everywhere.
How can they not? Niggas first priority ain't the household no more. Mm. It's some shoes, car, whatever, it's that. Mm. So how can I respect you how them women used to respect they man? Because yeah. No matter what, these niggas gonna got to make sure the bill paid. All I need is a pack of cigarette and a pint on Friday. The rest of this shit go to my wife. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it used to be, but it ain't that no more.
But yeah, I feel like the role of the woman, the role of the woman has changed now since the role of the woman has changed since then too. Like shit, they not sitting there. Like back then, women couldn't get a bank account without a dude. Now these motherfuckers, some of these women making more than niggas by on their own.
All on.
Exactly.
All on me, indeed.
Exactly. So like the traditional shit we grew up on, that shit ain't the same no more.
No. So you can't. It's a conundrum for us to be sitting here trying to figure that out.
You can't be asking. I feel like you can't be asking a woman to be submissive if you're not taking care of the home.
Exactly.
Yeah. If you're not taking care of your duties and responsibilities as a man, you're not providing, you can't ask a woman to be submissive. And that, like, as much as niggas hate to admit it, that comes with being a earner, somebody that's going to take care of the bills, make sure your woman's straight. She shouldn't have to be. Yeah, exactly. Being kept. She shouldn't have to be worrying about if the light's going to be on next month or not.
Exactly.
Big Facts.
Well, we got to the bottom of the conundrums today on Big Facts Friday. Any final words?
All Cali women cheat.
I don't cheat. Let's just put that out there. I don't cheat.
Today.
The whole set is a hater, but I don't cheat.
You said you cheated, bro.
I never told you I cheated.
She was saying she cheated before she got dude. She got now.
Oh, yeah, not now.
Thank you.
No, we
but I mean, it didn't always a cheater.
No, not no, when you get not. That one. You got to get that one that you don't want to cheat on. She probably had one of them one that, bro, this ain't nothing.
Oh, so God.
It's the key to the lock.
Not 4,000. Thank you,
baby. Yeah, the key's in the lock.
Thank you.
There you go.
Okay, now like... that we finished talking to the full of shit count.
Westside. Yeah.
Right.
Let's get back to these big facts. No, no, no. Name of the show. Like, name of the show. Like, are we somewhere else? Like, are we fucking on halfway teeny facts? Like, whatever.
Counter facts.
Hey, check us out online, www.bigfactspod.com, at Big Facts Pod, and at Big Facts Friday or Fridays?
Friday. Big Facts Friday.
Friday, at Big Facts Friday. Salute to y'all. We appreciate y'all tuning in.
Where them Wayne's at?
For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.